Christmases ago, she wanted to drive around France, so she flew to Paris. She wanted to rent a car, and they said she was too old, so she bought one and drove around France. So, when anybody ever asks anything about my age, I always introduce them to my mother. So, I'm so grateful you're here. My son Doug and his wife Ashley are here, and I want to thank all of you. I feel the momentum, I feel it, and you feel it, and we're going to win this election. We're going to win it. And we're going to win it right here in the state of Colorado. And I bring greetings from the great governor of the state of Alaska, Sarah Palin, who has ignited this campaign, who's done an incredible job. You know, she's got a husband, his name is Todd. She calls him First Dude. Her husband, Todd, is a four-time world champion in snowmobile race across Alaska in the middle of the winter. One time he was running this race, broke his arm with 250 miles to go and still won. I think he's ready for Washington, D.C. So is she, don't you think? Now, I'd like to thank all the veterans who are here. Would you raise your hand so we can say thank you for your service? Thank you very much. Thank you. Air Force brat from McCain, thank you. And here is two special people, Marine girlfriend for McCain and Army girlfriend for McCain. Thank you. Military moms for McCain. Thank you. I want to say thank you again. I want to say it's great for you to turn out today. We've got to turn out our vote, and we're going to be up late tonight. And you know, some of the pundits have written us off, but I want to tell you, they may not know it, but the Mac is back. With your help, we're going to take America in a new direction. Get out there and vote. I need your help. Volunteer, knock on doors, get your neighbors to the polls. Drag them there if you need to. We're going to bring real change to Washington, and we have to fight for it. So, my friends, you know that I've been fighting for this country since I was 17 years old, and it's been the honor of my life, and I've never lived a day, in good times or bad, that I didn't thank God for the privilege of serving the United States of America. I owe this country more than it will ever owe me. And I promise you, if I'm elected president, I will never let you down. I'll fight to shake up Washington and take America in a new direction from my first day in office until my last. I'm not afraid of the fight. I'm ready for the fight. And we're going to cut taxes for working families, and we'll cut business taxes to help create jobs and keep American businesses in America. We're going to get the spending in Washington under control. I'm going to make government live on a budget just like you do. And I'll veto every single pork barrel bill that comes across my desk. You will know their names. You will know their names. I'll make them famous. And we're going to make sure we take care of the working people who were devastated by the excesses and greed and corruption of Wall Street and Washington. My friends, we have to fix our housing market. We've got to get home values up. Keep people in their homes. That's the American dream. I'm going to protect it. We'll keep people in their homes. My friends, we're going to protect people's retirement. Don't be afraid of the scare tactics that get trotted out every 4 years. They try to scare seniors. I was there when we fixed Social Security, and I'm going to be there when we fix it again. I'm going to protect Social Security. I'm going to protect Medicare, and I'm not going to let Washington tax away your retirement savings. And my friends, if I'm elected president, when I'm elected president, we're going to stop spending $700 billion to buy oil from countries that don't like us very much. We will invest in every energy alternative: wind, solar, tide, hybrid cars, clean coal technology, safe nuclear power, and offshore drilling. When I'm president, we will drill offshore, and we will drill now. I think we ought to hear it one more time. Drill, baby, drill. And we will, my friends. If we're going to change Washington, we need a president who has actually fought for change and made it happen. I've been fighting for change in Washington my entire career, and I wasn't elected Miss Congeniality because of it. The next president won't have time to learn how to change Washington or get used to the office. America faces many challenges here at home and many enemies abroad in this dangerous world. Today, we elect a commander-in-chief to lead our nation. I know how to deal with our enemies, and I know how to deal with our friends. You know, there's been a lot of talk recently about the tests that the next president will face. My friends, I've been tested and I've passed the test. When many of both parties wanted to retreat in Iraq, I said, no, I'd rather lose an election than lose a war. Today, because of the surge strategy, because of great general named Petraeus, because of the brave men and women who are serving in uniform, the best of all of us, the best of America, we are succeeding in Iraq, we will succeed in Afghanistan, and when I'm president, our troops will come home with honor and victory, not in defeat. Now let me, my friends, give you a little straight talk about the election today. I know you're worried. America is a great country, but we're at a moment of national crisis that will determine our future. Now let me ask you, will we continue to lead the world's economies or will we be overtaken? Will the world become safer or more dangerous? Will our military remain the strongest in the world? And will our children and grandchildren's future be brighter than ours? My answer to you is yes. Yes, we will lead. Yes, we will prosper. Yes, we will be safer. Yes, we will pass on to our children a stronger, better country. But we must be prepared to act swiftly, boldly, with courage and wisdom. I'm an American and I choose to fight. Don't give up hope. Be strong. Have courage and fight. Fight for a new direction for our country. Fight for what's right for America. Fight to clean up the mess of corruption, infighting, and selfishness in Washington. Fight to get our economy out of the ditch and back in the lead. Fight for the ideals and character of a free people. Fight for our children's future. Fight for justice and opportunity for all. Stand up to defend our country from its enemies. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up and fight. America is worth fighting for. Nothing is inevitable here. We never give up. We never quit. We never hide from history. We make history. Now let's go win this election and get this country moving again. Let's go, Colorado. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Thank you for being here today. I love it.